What's up, fellas? So today we're here to talk about, I had a patron guy hit me up and he wanted to know, since I became more successful, am I fucking hired of bitches? Alright, so here's the thing with this, guys. I've always fucked bad bitches, alright? What being successful or more successful, because I've been successful even before I got on YouTube. I was already making good money before I got on YouTube. I do make more now, obviously, right? But, so I'll take this as in when I became successful, all right? Because once you make over about $150,000 or $200,000 or whatever the fucking case may be, no matter where you at, New York, California, you're doing pretty fucking good, all right? It don't matter where you at. Obviously, if you're down south, obviously that money goes a lot further. But even in New York, if you make $150,000, $200,000, can't no woman claim that you're not doing well for yourself, all right? So I've been successful, so I'll just take it from there, what he mean by that. So this is what it has done for me, guys, since becoming successful, right? I've always had bad bitches. The thing was, I only fucked bad bitches that found me attractive, all right? That's the thing, guys. So in dating, guys, you're going to have three dynamics that are going to determine how many bitches you bang. It's your resources, your game, and your looks. All right, that's the bottom fucking line. Now, if you are not successful or don't have a lot of resources, the only bitches you can fuck are the bitches that find you attractive. If you don't have game, you won't fuck a lot of those. All right, so let's hypothetically say you have mediocre game, but she finds you attractive, very attractive. All right, you probably will fuck her. But let's say you meet a girl that finds you okay attractive. Let's say you're a six. You don't have the game to get it to a point where she can fuck you. All right? So that's what game comes into the fold at. If a woman finds you super attractive, like say you're a 9 or 10 to her, you basically can't fuck that up. All right? You have to do some dumb shit to fuck that up. Game get those girls that are on the fence to fuck you. All right? Success brings in the women who only want to deal with men who are successful. And I give y'all a case in point. Guys, I tell you guys over and over, I live in that basement in Brooklyn, right? And some women didn't mind. I sit here and I tell you guys the red up truth. Half the women I would bring down there would not mind. Half of them would. I would have girls that I know was ready to fuck. They get down there and they see that fucking basement and their eyes get big as shit. I'm dead fucking serious, guys. You can literally see the attraction just float out their fucking body. I kid you guys fucking not. You can literally see the attraction just, I go from a girl who all smiles and giggles and all into me on a date till we back to my crib, and now she talking about she got to get up early to go to work in the morning. You guys see what the fuck I mean? You see what the fuck I mean? And so being successful, making more money, gets those bitches who only want to fuck with guys who are successful, all right? And I left a lot of ass on the table, some on bad bitches. And I'm going to sit here and tell you guys right here, I would be on the date, and I would be sitting here like, oh, geez. Because the girl likes the shit out of me and shit like this here. And I'm like, I know it could go either way when I get back to my apartment. I remember being on the date, and I'd be like, oh, shit, here we go. Some of you guys have this with your car. Sometimes you like have a girl that's very attracted to you, whatever the case may be, y'all talking, and then you show up in your old rag-ass car, and you can see her get in your fucking car, and you can literally see the soul just leave up out of her. I remember when I was like 18 or 19, I was picking this girl up at college, and the girl had high attraction to me and all this and other shit, and I showed up in that goddamn Plymouth Sundance, that fucking smoking and the fucking crack window and shit. We drove about 2 blocks, and that girl was like, oh, shit, I forgot to get my homework. Took her back to the fucking dorm. That girl ain't come back down. I'm still waiting on that bitch to come down. That shit been 20 years ago. I'm still waiting on that bitch to come back out that damn dorm. I'm still waiting. That shit was 20 fucking years ago, and I'm still fucking waiting. All right, guys? So that's what resources do. That bitch was bad, too. Woo, she was bad. Shit. See, guys, this is the thing with resources. When you meet a girl that like you and something like that happens, that girl was going to claim to spend the night with me. She was cool, come spend the night. We was going to get some food. That girl, we drove about 2 blocks, and I guess she had done thought of some bullshit. Took her back to the dorm. Now, for all you guys that wonder, like, well, damn, couldn't she tell you ain't had no money when she? No, because I was one of those guys that I always dressed nice. I always had me like a little necklace. So she probably thought I had some money, right? Because I'd be in the club, I had my little $600 gold necklace on, and I would spend a lot of money on clothes, but I ain't really have shit. Alright, and so that's what the situation was, and she found out I was a fake baller. Alright, she found out this motherfucker ain't really got shit. Alright, so that's the thing with that, guys. When you become more successful, it opens up those women to you. And I'm gonna tell y'all guys like this, right is right. Because with me being successful, you remember I made a vlog about 2 months ago, guys, maybe a month ago, where I told you guys I wouldn't date a 7.5, nothing below 8.5 right now. That's what being more successful does. It makes you more arrogant. I don't want to talk to an 8 right now. I don't want to talk to a 7.5. All right? The bitch going to have to be at least an 8.5, 9 to get my time. That's what happens when you become more successful. You demand higher quality. All right? Some very attractive women demand a man have his shit together. That's the bottom fucking line. So having your shit together or being more successful, guys, it opens you to more opportunities. All right? Now, all self-improvement, and what I call self-improvement, guys, getting your body in shape, because it ain't shit you can do about your face, right? Only thing you can do is get your body in the best shape you can, all right? Ain't nothing you can do about your face. Your face is what your face is, all right? But get your body in the best shape you can, and the reason that affects your face, because a lot of you guys are unattractive because you got a fat-ass face, a little moon pie face, all right? So if you got your ass in the gym, it'll help your face. Alright, I can show y'all as a picture of me when I was 300 pounds, you wouldn't recognize me. Or 325 pounds, you wouldn't even fucking recognize me. Alright, so it affects your fucking appearance. Alright, so you gotta have your body on point, guys. You gotta have your game, and you gotta have your finances. If you got all three of those, any woman that finds you attractive, you gonna fuck. It's a bottom fucking line. Alright, now you can have money and she can find you attractive, but if your game ain't on point, you still won't fuck her. She'll probably just use you for free dates. All right? Because you don't got the game to bring it home. All right? So your game is still very important. You can go out and get ripped up out your fucking mouth. I don't give a fuck if you got veins in your goddamn ears. All right? If your game ain't on point, you ain't going to know how to bring that shit home. All right? You got to know how to bring it on home. You got to know how to escalate it and create sexual tension. All right? You got to know how to not validate her so she don't lose attraction, because your ass walking around giving her a compliment every 5 seconds of the fucking day. All right? So game is very important. All three of them are important. All right? If you're successful and you have game, but she don't find you that attractive, what's going to end up happening is you don't get the sex that the guy she lusts for gets. All right? You get the bare minimum. Alright, she ain't gonna fuck you with the same fury she gonna fuck a dude that she finds physically attractive. When she fuck you, it's more like an agreement. Alright, like I signed on the dotted line, he took me out to 3 dates, okay, right here I signed, right here I give him some pussy on the, it's like a contract to fuck you. Alright, so that's why I want you guys to get your body in shape, because if you got game, and you got your finances in order, and the woman don't lust for you like that, well, she's still missing something. So I want all three of you guys to do all the self-improvement to give you the most options possible. Alright, another thing, guys, is when you get successful, women will let you keep them in the friend zone longer. Like, I seen some guy sent me a message a couple of weeks ago talking about the girl keep asking for a relationship. Ain't no woman finna goddamn let you string her along and your ass working at Popeye's Chicken. You crazy? Ain't nobody finna let you screen them along for your goddamn part-time minimum wage job. All right? This what happens when you're successful. Women sit there, they think like if they fuck you just a little harder, they suck a little harder, a little longer, I can get him to be my boyfriend. Ain't nobody doing that shit if your ass clean up at the goddamn movie theater. Alright? So this is the thing with this, guys. When you're successful, women let you string them along. Alright? Ain't nobody finna go for that bullshit and you ain't got shit. Another thing, guys, is it makes you more confident. Alright, I'll put it to you guys like this. Alright? We all know about hypergamy. So if you're a guy that doesn't have his shit together and you got a bad bitch, you always in your head, whether you want to admit it or not, always thinking, she met that baller today. All right? This is why I want you guys to make sure you got your shit together. So who's she going to meet better than me? Who's she going to meet better than AMS? All right, it don't get no better than this. I have no worries. I have no concerns. Because I'm on my shit. All right? That's the bottom fucking line, guys. So if you want to be able to screen women alone and you want girls to stay in your friend zone, ain't nobody finna be in your friend zone getting no non-sexual attention, and you ain't got to take her out, none of this bullshit, and you ain't got shit, you living with your mama, man, you bugging. Alright, so if you want to be able to do that, if you want to be able to manipulate women, you have to have your shit together. Alright, guys? Alright, and another guy had asked me about, now this was a very good question. I'm surprised nobody asked me this, because guys ask me about how to date women, how to handle women that they work with and shit like this, or how to approach women. Nobody has asked me this question. This guy asked me how to maintain attraction with a woman you see every day. So this could be a woman that's in your neighborhood. This could be a woman that you see at your gym that you're dating, or your job. How to maintain attraction. Nobody asked me that. Everybody asked me how to approach and do this, or should you fuck with them. Nobody asked me, okay, I'm fucking her. Now, how do I maintain attraction? I thought that was a damn good question, because I actually dated for a year. This been a long time, over 10 years ago. Dated a girl that worked at the gym, and we dated for like maybe 1 year, maybe it was like 8 months or something like that. And the basis of the whole thing, guys, is you have to have the utmost confidence, because now when you work with her, you get to see men hit on her, or at school, you're going to see dudes hit on her. All right. And so you have to have the utmost confidence, and you can't let that girl turn around and catch you looking, being jealous. You sitting there like a little creep and shit like this here. You have to really be focused on what you doing. Don't be even worried about what she doing. Another thing, guys, and I can't stress this enough, masculine frame. Now, you should always be trying to maintain a masculine frame, but it's imperative here, because this woman is going to observe you, all right? So you be smooth and suave with her and seductive, and then she turn around and you oh, goofy and shit. I am telling you right now, man, that girl going to be looking at you like. So the thing is, guys, that if you're going to talk to a girl that's at your school or you work with or at the gym, masculine frame is imperative. All right, you have to always carry yourself like a man. You never know when she's gonna be watching your ass. All right, listen, guy, I know a lot of y'all are young, but I'm just gonna. It was a show called A Different World with Dwayne Wade, and Whitley Gilbert. I know a lot of you guys are young, so you don't know, but it's a show called A Different World, and it was the first episode of season three. I think it was season three or season four. I think it was season three. They came back to school, and he had a suit on. I'm talking about Dwayne Wayne now, with the guy with the flip-up glasses. He had on a suit, acting masculine. She said, damn. She looked at him all different, like, I see the summer did you good. And she was, like, very attracted to him. He was acting like a man. He was dressed like a man. And she just found him very attractive. And she found, so later on, she was, like, going to his room to ask him out, because he made such an impression on her acting like a man. And when she knocked on the door, he opened up the door, and he was back, man, goofy, dancing around and shit with a tank top on, with his damn hat on and shit. And she like, oh. And he like, oh, Willie, it's you. And then she said, what's up, Willie? She like, well, I came here looking for somebody, but I guess he's not here right now. Do y'all guys see, you see what I'm saying? I know that's just a TV show, but y'all get the analogy? She was found him very attractive when she first saw him earlier. He was in a suit. He was acting like a man. And then she went to his dorm room, knocked on the door, and he opened the door. He dancing with his friends, acting all goofy and shit with a tank top on, with a damn goofy ass hat on, and turned her completely off, acting like a little immature child. And she said, well, I came here looking for someone, but I guess he's not here right now. She was talking about him. But that masculine dude that was there earlier, he wasn't being that right then. He was being a fucking cornball and turned her red off. So it's very imperative, guys, that if you're going to fuck with women that you work with or go to school with, that you need to know that they always watching the way you move and shit like this. You need to always carry yourself like, guys, I don't give a fuck if you're in the house playing Madden by your goddamn self. Hold a fucking masculine frame. Be sitting up there with a masculine frame playing a fucking video game. All right? Start practicing that shit, guys. All right, a lot of you guys are getting tested when you go out with your girl. You're fucking getting tested at work. You acting like a little cornballs all the fucking time. If you carry yourself like a fucking masculine man, we got a phrase in the hood called, don't nobody know how to take them. And what that means is, guys, when you carry yourself like a masculine man, nobody fuck with you because nobody know how to take you. All All right, nobody know. Don't nobody know how you really is. You kind of like mysterious. You quiet. Men like that scare people. Men, loudmouth guys. You kind of know what you get with them. You pretty much know the loudest guy in the room is the weakest guy in the room. Everybody pretty much know that. But the quiet, mysterious guy, they always kind of like scare people. Nobody really know how to take them. Like, you don't know if you say the wrong thing to them, they gonna shoot everybody up. Mysterious, quiet, and mysterious, off to yourself guys always win the race. Alright, if you want some fucking friends, when guys see you kind of quiet, carry yourself like a man, they'll come up and invite you out to shit. When you around talking and laughing and playing, I don't know about, look at that corn goofy ass motherfucker. Nobody wanna hang out with your ass. When you carry yourself like a masculine frame, carry yourself in a masculine frame, guys will be, hey man, we're having a party going. You wanna come and you wanna come out and hang out with us? Because you carry yourself like a man, you quiet, you chill, you relax. Guys will be asking you out. Alright, and I know it's hard work for you guys to be fucking men. I heard somebody in the comments say, man, I ain't finna be walking around acting like Darth Vader and all this and other shit. Yeah, I know it's hard being a fucking masculine man. I'm sorry. Alright, just stay a feminine bitch. Alright, I'm sorry I'm asking y'all guys to be fucking men. Alright, to carry. I know y'all guys were raised by your mother and shit, and I know it's hard to carry yourself like a man with his chest up and shoulders back and shit like that. I apologize for asking you guys to be fucking mature men. Alright, so that's the bottom fucking line with that, guys. You have to maintain a masculine frame. Don't let her be catching you staring at her like you checking to make sure. Don't ask her about no fucking dudes that were talking to her. So who was that guy that was over there trying to help you bench press and all this and other shit? Or who was that guy that was trying to, you know, walk you to class and all this shit? Don't ask her nothing like that. You're going to lower her fucking attraction. Alright, try to not, if you can, try not to be if she in this vicinity, if you can. Now, if you just work around her and you work around her, but I would try to be in a different location, all right? Now, it is going to be harder to maintain attraction like this, guys, when you see somebody every day. Like I'm fucking with my Friday chick tonight and shit like that. She ain't seen me all week, and she only texts me one time this week. And I respond, it's easy for her to miss me and shit like this. Hell, it's harder to do that. So you really have to be in your masculine frame. You really have to be in your suave, seductive frame, guys. All right. But getting back to the first point, guys, when you're successful, guys, the more successful you are, it opens you up to other opportunities. All right. It opens you up to women who only deal with men that have their shit together. It's a small select. And I can sit here and I can tell you guys, I've lived this shit firsthand. Guys who ain't lived this shit, they don't know no. I'm telling you, I lived this shit firsthand. When I was in that basement in Brooklyn, I had girls who I could tell wanted to fuck. Come to my part, I could tell that. If I was here, I would have fucked them. Go right down there and I literally see the attraction just leave up out of their ass. Alright, I had one girl, man, came 2 hours away to spend the weekend with me. Came to spend the weekend with me. Got down in that goddamn basement talking about something. She had to goddamn do some physical training in the morning. You see what I'm saying, guys? Left her rings and all. Left her rings and all. She gave me a back massage, left her rings and all. Went back home like 2 o'clock in the morning to get the hell out of that goddamn basement. Alright, guys, so you need to understand that's what I've experienced from being more successful, which I've been successful for a while now, but this is what I've noticed with pre-personal trainer and post-personal trainer is that when women see you got your shit together, you open yourself up to a majority of women. Alright, you don't want to just be opening yourself up to women that find you attractive. Alright, guys, I don't want to keep harping on that. Like the video, comment down below what you guys want to see next. Get your shit together. Be open to more women. Have more options. And fuck these bitches to sleep.